This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us in our community spotlight tonight. Some good news for the Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank. They're going to get some new space to do the good work that they do here in the area. And Leanne Porter, who founded the Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank, joins me on the line to talk more about it. How are you, Leanne? Thanks for your time.
I am good. Thanks for having me on.
For folks who don't know, what is the Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank?
We are a local not-for-profit. We were founded in September 2015, based here in Galesburg. And what we do, I'd like to say, is sort of like a food bank. Lots of people have heard of Midwest Food Bank or Riverbend Food Bank, where they collect food. And then they distribute it to pantries in the community, so like Fish Food Pantry or places like that. Mm-hmm. That's sort of what we do, only for diapers. A lot of agencies would experience families coming in needing diapers, not having any diapers available to give these families because it wasn't something that was donated. And so families would not have them. So we were founded on with the idea that we would just collect as many diapers as possible and then get them in the hands of partner agencies throughout the area that are working with families so that when somebody needs diapers for their baby, they actually have them on their shelf. So that's what we do. Our first year, we did about 33,000 diapers. Last year, we more than doubled
at
just under 75,000 diapers. I am kind of projecting, depending on how the year goes, that we're probably going to come in closer to 125,000 diapers next year. So we'll break that 100,000 mark for the first time. So we just continue to, it just means we can take on more partners. We can reach more outlying areas. You know, we're doing a pretty good job in the Galesburg area, but we're not reaching some of the outlying communities. You know, you've got Yates City is, I believe, technically in Knox County.
It is, yeah.
But it's a ways out there. Mm-hmm. So we're not seeing, but there's, you know, there may be families. So we're not reaching some of the outlying areas very well. And so we're looking to see how we can do that, what that's going to look like, and so that we can reach more of the area that we serve, but the outlying parts of it.
So let's talk about this new space then here in the couple of minutes we have left, Leanne. Where are you based out of now and where are you going to and how did it come about that you got this space?
Well, for the last year, we had a classroom donated to us at Learning Connections of Galesburg, which is in the old Cook Grade School on South Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
So they were wonderful. They had an empty room and let us use that for the past year. And they're not telling us that we have to leave or anything like that. It's just we kind of are outgrowing what we can do from that space. And so we had been kind of looking around, but not real hard, you know, just kind of if the right thing came along, if a space that fit within our budgetary needs and then also kind of gave us more space, we would make that move. And so we located and talked to the people that own Cleary Building. So it's at 3021 West Main Street, which is right across from Farm King. So people have probably been driving by and just maybe didn't notice it. So we'll be using half of their building there. It's going to give us, they've got like a heated garage in the back. It'll make it much easier for us to receive shipments of diapers. Even like when we have the ability to get big shipments of diapers from Huggies that require us to bring in a semi. We would be able to do that from there. And so it's really going to enable us to be able to bring more diapers in and out through there than we could, you know, in an extra classroom at a daycare center.
That's great. I imagine you have to be pretty pleased that what seems to be the right space finally came along then, huh?
Yes, yes. It's wonderful. We'll be able to have this space will actually be able to have our office part outside of our warehouse room. So we'll have a separate office in the same building from the warehouse. So a lot of those things are nice. We'll have, you know, when we have hours that were open there, people will be able to just come. We're at the daycare. That was a little bit more limited. Just, you know, safety of children at the daycare and everything.
Sure.
So we're really excited about the move and excited to see what what we're able to do from this location now.
And it sounds like you're going to be moving into that space right away, hence a moving party of sorts
you're having this weekend. Yes, it looks like it's going to be around 45, 46 on Saturday, so much different from the weather today. And so we're going to take advantage of that little bit of a warm front that we're going to get and get everything moved over there. So we'll be doing that from 10 to noon on Saturday, meeting at Learning Connections. And yeah, we're going to try to get everything moved over. It's basically shelving. We've got the diapers all, you know, boxed up and that sort of thing. And then, you know, maybe have some volunteers help us get the diapers out of the boxes and back on the shelves and kind of get things set back up so that we can, the next week, we'll actually be wrapping diapers again and delivering diapers to our partner agencies. So we'll kind of get everything moved and jump right back into what we do.
That's great. Are you still looking for help this weekend?
We will take any help we can get. It looks like that we think we have maybe 8 to 10 people come in at this point. So definitely if anybody's got, you know, space in a vehicle, or we could really use a couple dollies.
There you go.
Hand trucks to move those boxes. But yeah.
All right. Well, I hope your moving party goes better than mine.
I hope so.
Gosh darn it!
Every time I had to move.
Yeah, nobody's conveniently available when I have to move, but when somebody needs Will's help, oh, he's right there, no problem.
Yep.
There you go. All right, Leanne Porter with the Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank. Thanks so much for your time, and congratulations on the move, and best of luck getting that space to good use.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Again, Leanne Porter on Galesburg's Evening News. Kim Commando in sports straight ahead on this Tuesday night here at WGIL.